Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for high school sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
On a pleasant Friday afternoon from Jaggers Memorial Field in Hay Springs, Nebraska, we welcome you into the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show as your defending D6 runner-up open the season against the Paxton Tigers. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Jeremy Anderson. You have Jared Freneau and Chase Thompson manning the board back at our KBPY studios in Chadron. A season ago, Hay Springs had to get past an 0-3 start, come out with a shaky win against Garden County in the midst of a run to Kearney, the state championship game, before falling just short against Sumner, Eddieville, Miller. You lose some critical pieces off that team, including Gage Menken, but you have a lot of good pieces back this year that could fuel another run deep into this postseason. This is the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show. Chadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare. We'll take a break, look a little bit further at these two teams, how things have gone, and get you ready for kickoff on this Friday afternoon in Sheridan County on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Chadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
We're the value store at Wallstrom Ford.
Have you driven through Wallstrom Ford's lot and checked out all the new inventory? This is Caesar from Wallstrom Ford letting you know that we have several new vehicles in stock, including Super Duties and F-150s. Rebates are starting to come back around, so stop by and see what kind of deal we can put together for you. Not all buyers will qualify. See store for details. That's Wallstrom Ford, the Valley Store, East Highway 20 in Chadron, online at WallstromCars.com.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Back into the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show on KBPY online at chadrad.com. Hay Springs and Paxton, it's the season opener. Last year in Paxton, the Tigers rolled out with a 33-0 win, but oh, how did the seasons change after that meeting. Hay Springs again lost their next two, including a walloping at the hands of Arthur County in there, and then proceeded to go 8-1 on their way to Kearney before losing to Sumner Eddieville Miller. Paxton, on the other hand, they win that opening game and then go 3-5 the rest of the year. That does include a loss to Sumner Eddieville Miller in the first round of the D6 playoffs. And so these teams absolutely had different directions after that game last year, and it wasn't indicative of what these two teams could be as the season went on. Crowd starting to file in. Pep Band is set up on the sideline below us. We've already had the coin toss, and Hay Springs has elected to kick. Paxton will receive the opening kickoff when we get things rolling here. We're about 15 minutes away from game time. Beautiful afternoon. But again, some new pieces. And I think what you're going to see, yes, Gage Minkin out the door, graduated, lost high school eligibility and all that good jazz. But now you got a young man by the name of Tripp Bittner sitting there in the backfield along with Dylan Young, an experienced quarterback who's a senior. And I think that, and then you look at another year of growth for someone like Talon Smith and Dylan Raymer, sure-handed guys that can really stretch the field for you. And I just think you still have the pieces there with a mighty big roster for a six-man team that are going to create a little havoc this season. Paxton on the other side, you'll hear from Coach Jenkins coming up in just a little bit. Paxton lost a little, but kind of like Hay Springs, they have some key pieces returning on their side of the ball. They have guys that can make things happen, and, it's going to be an interesting test here for a team on both sides that's going to try to fill some crucial spots. Who's going to have that guy that maybe matured over the offseason, put in the effort, put in the work, that's going to be able to just slide in there and make that natural transition from maybe a backup role player to the guy under the lights on Fridays? How's that transition going to go? I think everybody's kind of curious to see how it will play out. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll game time weather forecast coming up on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Aero Building Center has over 100 Wadena entrance systems, one with your name on it. Wadena entrance systems are made in America, and their focus is on quality, performance, security, and selection. Wadena entry doors come in your choice of premium steel, fiberglass, or wood, built to withstand the weather and add to the personality of your home. Stop by Aero Building Center and take a look for yourself. More styles, more colors, more designs from Wadena entry doors and Aero Building Center. And don't forget, if you're not a do-it-yourself kind of person, Aero can help you with installation. August is Wadena Door Systems at Aero Building Center.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
From the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth, back into the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Currently 83 degrees in Sheridan County as we approach kickoff, about 10 minutes out from now. And really, as we move through this game this afternoon, temperatures will hover right into the mid-50s with not a single darn cloud in the sky. Winds will be calm as well. Right now, just a light breeze at 5 miles per hour coming up out of the south. So that wind will be pushing from Mirage Flats back to the South Dakota state line. That is your game time weather forecast. We'll take a break, and we'll hear from head coach Trevor Jenkins. His second season, the Hawks trying to reload in 2024. We'll take a break. That interview coming up on our pregame show on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583. So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded. We welcome you back into the Chadron Community Hospital pregame show this Friday afternoon. Hay Springs getting ready to open the season against Paxton. As we talk with head coach of the Hawks, Trevor Jenkins, and coach, obviously last year you won 8 in a row, got to the state championship game before falling short. A couple of those key pieces lost to graduation, a lot coming back. What's fall camp been like up to this point?
It's been good, Jeremy. We've asked a lot out of the boys. And they've kind of risen. We've kind of spent a lot of time trying to get in the best shape we can, and I think we're gonna see that pay off come Friday and through the season. And then really have worked hard on both sides of the ball, getting our schemes and everything down, and it looks good. They look good.
Obviously, having the returners you do, quarterback coming back, receiver coming back, and even a young sophomore running back with Tripp Bittner that got some playing time last year. How much do you rely on those guys with a roster that is going to feature a lot of underclassmen?
They know the expectation. They know what we're expecting out of them, and they know that we're going to kind of ask them to, I mean, they know already that they're going to, some of them are going to be a big part of our team. And so they've done well, and they'll, you know, make some mistakes still, but I think that they're going to be ready. I think that they're going to be a great addition, and their playing time is going to be very, very good for us. So,
is there a message in here that you have to remind these guys, hey, last year's season and team was last year's. This is a new group. Same goal, obviously, of getting to Kearney, but that's a whole new cast of characters that have to try to do this.
Yeah, you know, and they knew that coming in, that last year was great, you know, coming up short stinks. What we had to go through in the beginning of the season stinks, but they knew coming in that there's another good chance to be back in Kearney, and they've shown up every day with that mentality and with that confidence to get back there. And, you know, when you return 4 of them that played a lot of snaps, that helps. So, but yeah, they know, and it's been fun that they brought the intensity from day one since fall camp started, and we're really looking forward to put it all together on Friday.
Paxton, obviously leading the season off, a team last year that, let's be honest, they kind of waxed you out the woodshed to start the season last year. Obviously, injuries played a part in that game. How do you kind of shake that off, and what do you expect out of Paxton, I guess, in this matchup?
They graduated 3. They were pretty good, but they're returning a lot back too. We lost more seniors than they did, so their experience is going to be pretty even matched, I think, to ours. I brought that up a couple times. You know, 33-0 is not very fun in the first outing for any of us. And I think that they're playing with a little bit of, vengeance a little bit. You know, they want to get back, you know, and you can't blame them. It wasn't very good last year. I won't lie, but you know, they're ready. They got their head screwed on right. And I think it's going to be a good game. I think that, we do our part. It'll be business as usual for us.
And I'll leave you with this one, whether it's offensive, defensive side of the ball, what key area will make a difference in this contest for you guys?
Just overall great play. You know, I think that if we could controlling the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball is going to be huge. Obviously, turnovers can be pretty costly. Last year against Minotaur, you know, in the first 3 games, we had quite a few of them, you know, that determined an outcome here or there or definitely prevented. You know, as you know, we could have maybe got a few more points on the board, but, you know, turnovers last year kind of killed us in the first 3 games, and turnovers in 6-man can kill you anytime. So I think controlling the line of scrimmage and limiting turnovers on offense and then creating turnovers on defense is going to be huge too. So,
Trevor, we always appreciate you and the time you give us, and we wish you the best luck against Paxton.
Thank you, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
Hay Springs head coach Trevor Jenkins joining us on your Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Starting lineups kick off next on KBPY.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon. They have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
H&R Block in Shadron. Call them year-round for any type of tax service. 308-432-4432. You're listening to FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Shadron.
Welcome you back out here. We'll get into your starting lineups and keys to the game as we get this thing rolling. As we approach 2 o'clock, we told you Hay Springs elected to kick. Potter Dix will receive. Hunter McDonald's going to boot it away for Hay Springs on his own 30-yard line. Back to receive for the Tigers is Joe Eakins, number 13, standing inside his 5. That one is booted Eakins will take it at the two off of a bounce, come to the near side, has a block, has a little room, breaks a couple of tackles near side, trying to reverse field and gets out across the 25, out to the 27-yard line. Let's take a look at your Country Kitchen starting lineups. Country Kitchen, a place like home for the Paxton Tigers. They'll go with Kenyon Florham, the 195-pound junior, Joe Eakins, the 155-pound senior, Maddox McConnell, the 205-pound junior, Wyatt Walker, the 170-pound senior, Tanner Hebelwaite, the 165-pound senior, and Noah Coppersmith, 180-pound senior. Split backs, the toss comes to the near side into the hands of Eakins, and he will pick up just a couple on the play. It'll bring up second down and about 12 to go. Got to get to the Hay Springs 38-yard line for a first down. Second down, opening kickoff of the season, first drive of the afternoon for the Paxton Tigers. Split backs again. The turn, the toss goes far side into the hands of Walker. And Walker again going to be stopped for a loss on the play. Back at the 27. They'll call a loss at two. It'll be third down and 14. Nice job by the Hay Springs defense. Quickly attack on the edge. And just bottled up Wyatt Walker right away. Under center is Hebelwaite. The turn, counter, this time comes to the left. Pursued defense, couple of broke tackles, and a nice wrap-up of the ankles made right in the middle there by Talon Smith. It'll bring up fourth down for Potter Dix. Your starting lineups for Hay Springs, Dylan Young, the 6-foot senior, Tripp Bittner, the 5'10 sophomore, Hunter McDonald, the 6'2 senior, Talon Smith, the 6'2 senior, Dylan Raymer, 6-foot senior, and Eli Scott, the 5'11 sophomore. The punt is away. That one driving Raymer back, and that one will bounce into the end zone for a touchback. A beautiful punt off the leg of Wyatt Walker, and Hay Springs will get their first opportunities. Taking a look at your Shadron Lock keys to the game. Shadron Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe security cameras, access control keys, and more. And it's really in this one establishing that big play producer. Again, you lost a couple of guys. You got, obviously, Dylan Young, Dylan Raymer, Talon Smith, Tripp Bittner, a year older. How are these guys going to produce? Young under center, balanced line, ball setting at the 15. The turn, handoff right up the middle. This one goes to Raymer, and Raymer's going to get out to the 25, a gain of 10 on first down. Brings up second down. They're actually going to give him the 26, so it'll be second down and 4. Getting a little bit of a breeze from south to north. Shouldn't affect much today. Young under center. Bittner, the fullback. Raymer dots the eye. Field wide to the left. Get right up the middle again to Raymer. Falls forward out to the 28-yard line, maybe the 28-and-a-half. Still leaves it third down and 2. Hay Springs going to be run heavy. They traditionally are. Not to say that Dylan Young can't fling that ball around the yard if he has to, but traditionally the Hawks just like to keep it steady with the ground game. Third down and 2. I formation again as Raymer again dots the I. Young from under center turns. Play action. Has man out in the flats down the sideline. It will be caught. Will they call the catch? No. Eli Scott made the diving catch. If there was review in high school football, I think they'd consider that a catch. It looked like he had feet down, but they will say incomplete. It'll bring up fourth down and 2, and I wouldn't be surprised if Hay Springs goes for it, even though they're on their own 29-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. Hawks are moving left to right here in your first quarter. Brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Rooted with you and rooting for you. Young under center again as they come out in I formation. Bittner going to slide just to the left, a little offset here. The turn, the toss. Raymer trying to cut right up the middle. That's a first down out to the 32. 6:58 on the clock. First quarter, no score here. Again, six-man football plays 10-minute quarters. and you have to get 15 yards for a first down. So ball now motion towards the far side or far hash mark, moving left to right. Split backs now is Raymer and going to be Young line up next to each other. The toss to Dylan Young. Young makes a cut, then gets drug down from behind by a couple of Tigers. Going to be a gain of just two on the play. Not the only football action we have for you today. Shadron and Broken Bow tonight on our sister station, FM 107.7 KBPY. Actually, AM 610 KCSR. Dennis Brown also texted me and said, I told y'all it's going to be in the mid-50s. It's mid-80s this afternoon. I apologize for that. If it was mid-50s, I'd be much happier. Second down, 13, Hayes Springs. Under center, Young, the toss, looking for Raymer. He's stuffed in the backfield. Coming up, making that play from the far side was Noah Coppersmith. Makes the stop back to 29. Now it's third down at about 18. See if Hay Springs comes back to that play action. They had a nice play action look to Eli Scott out here on the near sideline. It looked like he had made the catch, but the officials ruled it incomplete. And now Hay Springs going to split them out. One receiver left, two to the right. Man in motion is Young. The turn, the toss, near side. Raymer is not going anywhere. Gets dropped like a bad habit by Wyatt Walker right in front of his own bench at the 32. It'll bring up fourth down, and now I assume Hay Springs will boot this one away. So each team coming up empty, and be honest, defensive football is not something typically associated with six-man football, but early on, each team unsuccessful. Hunter McDonald to boot it away. Tanner Hebblewaite back to receive. That one sky high. Will bounce at the 25. Then take a Paxton bounce at the 30 and roll out at the 31. So the bounce picks up six for Paxton. They'll start their second drive at the 31-yard line. That is their own 31-yard line. First down, 15. Split backs for Paxton. Turn. Dive right up the middle into the hands of Walker. And Walker's going to push out to the 36. A gain of five. Brings up second and 10. Clock down to 4:14. First quarter. Nobody is scored yet. Second down. Under center. Hebblewaite. And we have a flag. Our first flag of the contest, actually. And this will be a false start on the offense. So back it up. Where the drive started at the Paxton 31. Clock stop, 3:56. No score. Each team has had it once. Paxton now on their second drive. First quarter brought to you by Nebraska Bank. Hebblewaite under center. Man in the slot to the right. The turn, the give right up the middle. That goes Eakins, and Eakins falls forward out to the 36, and it's third down and 10. Now they're going to give him the 35, so third and 11. Got a good crowd filled in here on this Friday afternoon. Third down for Paxton, still in the first quarter here. Hebblewaite under center, back split behind him, straight drop. Pressure coming. Smith being held. No flag. Toss down the field. Picked off. Trip Bittner steps in front of it. Makes the INT at the 23-yard line. a nice play by Trip Bittner to slide underneath. Oh, they're going to call it incomplete. So now it brings up 4th and 10. I thought Bittner had the interception. Instead, they're going to say it hit the ground. It'll be 4th down and 10. So now Paxton going from their 35. Let's see if they punt it. Dylan Raymer assuming so as he drops back inside his own 20. And Paxton will instead decide to line it up and go for it. On 4th down, the turn, play action, and we are going to have a flag and a false start. And I assume this will now bring on a punt from Paxton. A false start moves him back 5. 3:16 on the clock, first quarter. Goose eggs on the scoreboard. Now it's 4th down as the ball goes back to the 30, and Paxton will punt it away. Dylan Raymer retreats to receive the punt. Wyatt Walker to boot it away. That one away. High-hanging punt. Raymer will let it bounce. Grabs it out of the air at the 10. Comes to the near field. Trying to get a block. Jeds one. Up the near sideline. Raymer's got a lot of room. Raymer stays another. Gets out to the 35. Choked on my own tongue. Raymer slipped 3 tackles. Got out to the 35-yard line of Hay Springs. And that's where they will start on their second drive of the ball game. A common courtesy to your local broadcaster. It's their first game of the season, too. First down, Hay Springs looking for points. Second drive to turn the toss. Bittner near side. Bittner gets a block, and we're going to have a hold in here on Hay Springs on the near side. And this will march Hay Springs back, clear to the 22 from where the flag's at. Once they mark it off and want a first down, and you got to about get to Highway 2 for a first. That official looking over to the Paxton sideline, trying to see what coach wants to do. And so it will move back to the 25. Well, so it's going to be first down and 20, yeah, about 25, so 10. Thought it came from the flag. Well, interesting. So first down and forever here for the Hawks. Ball back to Young, drops it out in the flat, and ahead a wide open man, Eli Scott, open here in the near field, and just couldn't corral it, and it brings up second down. 2:40 on the clock here, and nobody has scored. Neither team has really been able to move the ball. A couple of penalties both ways have put kinks into these drives. Second down as Bittner goes under center. Bittner calls out the snap. The toss goes to Young. Young looking for the edge. Finds a little hole and gets about 2 yards. Not much there. Both defenses, Paxton and Hay Springs, did a nice job going sideline to sideline and really eliminating that edge. And that's what a lot of guys, especially at this level, if you can get the edge, you're going to get a significant gain. You're going to be gone. And these guys are trying to get that edge, and there's just nothing there. I wait maybe for Coach Jenkins. Throw a little misdirection. Get everybody, get the defense moving one way and do something the other way with a little counter. Third down, the toss back. Young looking to throw. Has to step up in the pocket. Leaves it across the middle for Raymer. Raymer has room. Raymer makes a cut up the middle, and he fumbles it. On the floor it goes, and Paxton recovers at their own 17-yard line. Raymer had a big gain, had it swapped from behind, and Paxton gets the first turnover of the ball game and will take over 1st and 15 at their own 17. Raymer made a nice job adjusting, cut in, broke his route off. Young found him, and Raymer made a man miss and then got tracked down from behind. And Paxton has it back in business, deep in their own territory, though, with a minute 45 to go in this opening quarter, brought to you by Nebraska Bank. The turn, the give, near side, into the hands of Eakins. Eakins going to get out to the 25 before he's driven out of bounds. Be a gain of about 7 or 8 on the play. And it'll bring up second down here. So now second down here for the Tigers. Under center is Eakin. Hebelwheat rolls right side. Got to get rid of it, though. Throws it backwards to the near side. Eludes a tackler. Has room down the near sideline. 30-35 before he is ushered out of bounds by Evan Smith. First down for Paxton out to the 35. At the clock, down a minute 21. So really the first big play for Paxton. 10 yards and a fresh set of downs here. Tigers out of the huddle. Hebelwaite comes to the line. Under center, back split behind him. The turn, the give right up the middle. Goes to Walker. Walker's going to be stopped out of the 38. 39 is where they'll put it. So a gain of 4, second down, and 11. Down to our final minute here in our opening quarter, and the darndest thing, no point. Hebelwaite under center. Turns, give, near side. That Hay Springs defense there. Hunter McDonald makes the tackle of Eakins. And we'll see how quickly Paxton gets back to the line of scrimmage here and runs a play. Clock now down to 25 seconds. If they run one, it'll most likely be the final one of our first quarter of action this season. Clock down to 10 seconds. Tigers come to the line of scrimmage. Hebelwaite, again, back split behind him. Clock down to 5, down to 4. The turn, the toss, near side. Hay Springs again stringing out. And a tackle on Walker. Eakins, excuse me. And that'll end the first quarter with a fourth down coming up for Paxton. First quarter in the books. We're back in just a moment on KBPY and ChadRat.com.
Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair, south of Hay Springs, is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school academic, theatrical, and athletic events and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
Welcome back out to the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Jeremy Anderson with you on this Friday afternoon from Hay Springs America, Jaggers Memorial Field. Glad to have you along with us. Fourth down and decision time for Paxton. The ball is on their side of the 40 on the 39-yard line. Do you put yourself in a position here where if you don't convert, you give Hay Springs the ball in plus territory, or do you punt it here and try to pin them deep and make them go length of the field? That's the million-dollar question right now on our first play of the second quarter, brought to you by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Leniger. Fourth down as we flip the... Oh, hey, I was looking, chain's going the wrong way. It's not fourth and short. It's about fourth down and fourth and nine here for Paxton. They're going to punt it away. Hay Springs doesn't have anybody back. They're going to play this one a little safe. The snap, and Paxton trying to go for it. Pass is going to be tipped and dropped, and that's about as good as that could come out. Incomplete. Had Dylan Young got his hands on it, that would have been a house call. Instead, it's a turnover on downs, and Hay Springs is going to be right at midfield to start this drive. Just underway here, second quarter. Again, brought to you by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Leniger. First down for Hay Springs. Young brings the play in from near sideline. Paxton out in a 3-2-1 look here. And kind of morphs into a 3-2-1. Young under center, eye formation behind him. The turn, the give right up the middle. That goes to Talon Smith. And Talon Smith, waking the crowd up, gets down inside the 35 to the 34. Second down here for Hay Springs. Ball in the near hash mark, moving right to left. 9.5 to go in this second quarter. Smith again, the fullback in front of Young, or in front of Raymer, excuse me, Young under center. The turn, the give, Raymer trying to get off the right side and is dropped after a gain of about 3. Brings up third down, and it's going to be about 6. Ball between the 31 and 32. Appreciate Ricky Wohl putting hash marks on the field. Second year in a row? Yeah, second year in a row. Probably because the local radio guy complained maybe once or twice. It's my fault. For the first time in over a decade, his wife Jen, who had run scoreboard forever, is no longer sitting next to me, so I think we're having open audition to see what's going on here. Give right up the middle. Big hit in the middle. A nice job by the Paxton defense. The hit delivered by Maddox McConnell. Just dropped Dylan Raymer on the spot right at the line of scrimmage. In fact, lost a couple of yards or so. And now fourth down. But Hay Springs, I assume with where you're at, you go for it here with the ball on the Paxton 35-yard line. Fourth down. Formation strong to the right here. Raymer the D-back. Young. Play action. Rolls out. Looking. Rolls back to the near side. Has the man open, and it's dropped. Scott was open in the flat. Had pressure coming from the corner spot. And it's a turnover on downs. Paxton will get it back, and so this defensive struggle continues. 7:42 here to go. Second quarter. I've never been to a six-man game where there haven't been 50 touchdowns by now. Yeah, it's just got kind of a weird feeling. First down, 15, Paxton on their own 35-yard line. Ebelwait in the shotgun. No, they're going to snap it back to one of the backs into the hands of Eakins, and Eakins is tackled by Talon Smith out here near the Hay Springs sideline, right down in front of us. Brings up second after a gain of just 2 on the play. Snapped it directly to the back in the toss. Garners 2. Brings up second down and 13. no score. So if you're just joining us, you haven't missed anything. Walker in the shotgun. The turn, the give. Eakins right up the middle. Eakins is going to dive forward out to the 39 of Hayes Springs. It'll bring up third down and four. And they're going to mark it right about the official can't make up his mind. We just kind of dance on the far sideline. They're going to set it between the 34 and 35-yard line. Near side is where it's at, moving left to right. Third down and four here for Paxton. And both defenses have just played great ball up to this point. And now a timeout called. Our timeout's brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, lettermen's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Check out Dunbar's You Design It. Back in 30 on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Back out to Jaggers Memorial Field. If only you could all partake in the conversations we have during timeouts. I think we've solved how one team can score over the other. Something about the Maryland Eye. Oh, wait, that's going to be tonight. Again, shattered and broken bow. And through a little study done by our own Chase Thompson, Broken Bow enjoys the Maryland Eye. And, well, if you're nostalgic about your football, gives you all the tingles. Third down and four for Paxton. Handoff, then a pitch. Far side, Walker hits the edge, gets the first. That down to the 26-yard line. The toss followed by a toss. And the chains move for the Paxton Tigers. Something you're noticing, though, for Hayes Springs that you haven't always seen in the past is rotation of bodies. You don't always have those numbers. And you can see the roster disparity between both. Hayes Springs, about 25 kids. Paxton rolling out 15 or 16 and makes all the world a difference. First and 15, though, Tigers looking to strike. Pressure coming, and Smith's going to get the sack. Drops Walker in the backfield. Back at the 36-yard line is where they'll spot it. A loss of 10 on the sack for Talon Smith. This was a Husker game. That'd be a Big Mac sack. Beautiful pursuit by Talon Smith. Shot off the edge, right to Walker, and Walker had nowhere to go with it. Ball middle of the field, clock down to 5 minutes. We're halfway through the second quarter. Brought to you by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. Ball tossed again, pitched right out of bounds. And another loss on the play. They're going to mark it back to the 37 of Hayes Springs. And so now it is, it should be third down in a mile. Got to get down to the 11 for a first down. So Paxton shooting itself in the foot, the big sack by Talon Smith, and then the pitch out of bounds. This time Tiger's going to try to spread it out, trips to the left. Walker stands behind Eakins in the backfield. The turn, bobble, snap, it's loose! It's scooped, and Hayes Springs has it! Eli Scott jumps on the bobble snap, and the Hawks have it at the Paxton 32. Third, It was a high snap. Eakins had trouble with it, and Eli Scott was a hawk on the spot right there. First and 15, Bittner in the shotgun, turn to give to Young. Young now trying to run the option, run straight up field, breaks the tackle, inside the 20, down to the 18. Hay Springs knocking on the red zone. First time this afternoon that Hay Springs has gotten this deep into Paxton territory. 4:25 to go. Coming up, we'll have our Shattered Insurance halftime show. Young's going to work out of the shotgun. Bittner to his right. Raymer behind him, and what are we going to have here? Some kind of formation with no flag. All righty. So we are ready to go. It'll be second down. Ball on the Paxton 18-yard line. Young in the shotgun. Bittner to his right. Raymer behind Young. The turn. The toss to Raymer. Raymer looking for the edge. Raymer down the sideline. And a touchdown, but a flag. Raymer scoots into the end zone, but it will be all for none. A hold negates the touchdown. Again, we told you earlier in the broadcast that in six-man football, that edge is the magic. Raymer found the edge, got down the sideline, but again, it's going to come back to the 28-yard line. Still second down. The second down and 10 for Hay Springs. Jenkins gives the play to Dylan Young, and he'll bring it to the huddle here. Hawks standing on about the 35-yard line. Again, a light breeze from the south to the north here. McDonald's going to center over it. Young under center this time. Maybe a false start, no flag. Young looking, wants to throw it downfield, comes back across. Caught by Talon Smith, breaks the tackle. Talon Smith, touchdown, Hay Springs. 28 yards from Young to Smith, and Hay Springs strikes first. .319 to go here, first half. Hay Springs on the board. Hunter McDonald to kick the two-point try here. The snap, the hold, the kick is blocked. 3:19 left here. Opening half, 6-0 Hay Springs. We're back in 30 on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
Hay Springs gets on the board. Dylan Young finds Talon Smith. A nice little pass down the middle. Hay Springs goes on top, 6-0. Hunter McDonald's two-point kick try is blocked, and nobody really protected that far side on kick protection. And unfortunately, the kick is blocked. Our kickoff brought to you by State Farm Insurance. And your agent, Trace Strothside, like a good neighbor, Trace and State Farm are there for you. Joe Eakin standing back inside of his 10. Hunter McDonald ready to boot it away on his own 30-yard line. McDonald will boot that. Right to Eakins, out across the 10 to the 15, cuts back to the far side of the 20, 25, and is stopped outside the 25 to the 27. Tackle made by Evan Smith on Eakins, and Paxton now trying to answer Hay Springs with 3:12 left here in this first half. Again, our Shattered Insurance halftime show coming up shortly. Don't forget, at the conclusion of our game, we'll have the Service Barbershop player of the game. First down 15. Huskers open up the season tomorrow at home. University of Texas, El Paso. Our pregame 12:45, 1:30 kick on KCSR. Hebelwaite, the turn, the counter near side, and Tripp Bittner. They're ready to fumble. It's scooped. Dylan Young. Nobody in front of him. The scoop. The score. Touchdown. Hay Springs. Dylan Young scooped it, scored it, and the Hawks are up 12-0. Hunter McDonald to try the kick. The snap. This time the kick is up. The kick is wide left with 3:03 left here in this first half. It's 12-0 Hay Springs. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Shadron. This is KBPY Hay Springs Shadron.
Dean Nitch in Studio 308. They specialize in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Why don't you give him a call at 308-430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. Thriving Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 308-430-0760. So Dylan Young, the scoop, the score off the fumble from Paxton. Hawks lead it 12-0 with 3:03 left here to go in this opening half of football from Jaggers Memorial Field. Eakins awaiting the kick from McDonald. That one is kind of squibbed right up in the air. It's going to be returnable, taken by Walker, and Walker's going to be buried by McDonald. About where he got the ball, he was able to go a little left and right, but couldn't get north and south, and Paxton will start on their own 28-yard line on the far hash mark. I see the official keep throwing the kicking tee over here. Hay Springs needs to teach a golden retriever to run out and get that thing out of midfield. I bet Security First Bank and Hay Springs would sponsor that puppy. First and 15. Hebelwaite under center. Give right up the middle. A big hit. Ball almost came loose. Breaking free is Eakins. And it's going to be a gain of 14 for Eakins. Out to the 38 of Hay Springs. Second down and one. Hebelwaite under center. Give right up the middle. Oh, big hole here. And off to the races. Eakins untouched. Touchdown, Paxton. 38 yards. Nobody in front of Joe Eakins. He found the hole. Busted through, and 38 yards later, puts Paxton on the board. Paxton will go for the... we going for the 1 point? Oh, we're going to... Are we going to drop kick this thing? Yes, we are, and it's not going to work. It falls incomplete. So the drop kick attempt, no good. 2:21 left here to go in the opening half. Want to let you know that Fire Nice Mechanical, they're your Ream Pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys in the No Battle Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. Scooter's Coffee, amazing people, amazing drinks, amazingly fast. That's Scooter's Coffee in Chadron. T Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment with T Salon online or call 430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest fashion, Miss Tegan Westermeyer, for a little while longer. Congratulations to Tegan and her soon-to-be husband. So Paxton answers. Joe Eakins off the right side found a hole that you could drive a Mack truck through and found pay dirt. And the deficit has been cut in half, 12-6. Trip Bittner will go back to receive for Hay Springs. Wyatt Walker will boot it away here for Paxton. Our wind has absolutely disappeared on us. Not a gust, well, a little, maybe itty-bitty-bitty wind gust. That one away, and that one will scooch into the end zone for a touchback. The ball comes out. 15. The first and 15, Hay Springs. After a very slow first quarter, we've had three touchdowns in about the last minute of play. Young brings the play in from the sideline here. Again, a beautiful afternoon. Temperatures hovering in the mid-80s. Sun, as far as you can see. You look towards the sand hills in the south. One receiver to the right, two to the left for Hay Springs. Man in motion is Bittner. Snap, the toss goes to Dylan Young. Young right up the middle, cuts a couple of defenders, puts his head down, pushes forward. And did Paxton strip that ball out? Young has it, kept it covered up out to the 21, 6 yards on the play. When both players went to the ground, it looked like the Paxton defender had almost ripped it out of his hand. Clock under 2 minutes to go here. Second quarter. Brought to you by our friends at Farm Bureau Insurance in Chadron and agent Brian Liniger. Come to you all afternoon from the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. You belong here, member FDIC. Second down. Turn the toss. Near side, Raymer cuts back and is caught from behind. Making the tackle is Noah Coppersmith. Out at the 25. Brings up third and five. Clock down to a minute 15. And Hay Springs thinking here, regardless of what happens, we just want a lead going into half. They will get the ball to start the second half. Third down for the Hawks. McDonald over the ball. Young under center. The turn, the toss, Raymer. Raymer right up the middle. Raymer sheds a tackle, gets out to the 29, 30. Going to be just shy of a first down with 40 seconds left, and Coach Jenkins isn't too concerned. Now he is. We're going to have a timeout here for Hay Springs. Timeout's brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Let's see what all the other cool kids are doing this afternoon across the state. Of course, the opening week of high school football here in Nebraska. We'll see who else is playing. There's supposed to be some games last night back east. Some of those had weather issues. Around sixth man, Santee leading Lewiston 45-39. Stewart beating Cody Kilgore 46-6. Arthur County leading Wallace right now 57-14. Defending champion Sumner Eddyville Miller up on Ainsley Litchfield 16-6. And that looks to be about all we have right now. These six-man games, they like to play their game and get you home in time for supper. Clock down to 36 seconds here, second quarter. Hay Springs a fourth and short. The toss to Raymer. Raymer gets the first out across the 35. Clock down to 32, and now Hay Springs going to have to hurry. And Hay Springs is elected to use timeout. So the Hawks will take another timeout here. You know, first thing I think of, you start to think, okay, first down, but time's not on your side, 32 seconds. You had a little play where Eli Scott kind of rolled out the flats earlier, about 15, 20 yards down. I would try to come back to that. He did a great job with that route and made an incredible catch. Come back around to that. That seems to be something that Paxton is willing to give up, is kind of that underneath. And so, you know, unless you get Talon Smith, Dylan Raymer downfield, you know, if you can get something for 15, you know, 20 yards here underneath instead of trying to go up top, you know, see what you can get here, see what the defense gives you. 32 seconds left, first half. First game of the season for us here on FM 107.7 KBPY. First down, 15. The turn, the toss. Back to Young. Play action. Rolls out to the near side. Young's going to try to take off down the sideline, and he is drugged down by the jersey. Out of bounds. Stops the clock at 23. So Dylan Young carries it inside of Paxton territory to the 37-yard line. Chadron State opened the season up last night at home against UNK, losing 18-6, the first battle of the Good Life Trophy. That was something originated this year, the Good Life Trophy, and the Lopers walk away in the initial meeting. Young under center. The turn, play action again. Young looking, fires it across the field, and is dropped by Smith with 16 seconds left. Had him right at about the 25. I think Hay Springs only has one timeout left, too. Something to keep in mind. Third down, 16 seconds left, and you almost run it here so that you don't let Paxton call a timeout and try to get the ball back. Because if you run it here, they're not going to use any of their timeouts. But if you get yourself into a fourth down situation, you just don't know. On third down, the snap back goes to Young. Young looking. Young rolls back to the middle, corks it out, has a man, and it's caught. With 6 seconds left, it's down to the 24-yard line. Hunter McDonald makes the catch. And a timeout. Coach knew right away that, hey, we got a timeout here. So now what do? You're going to have about one shot to the end zone here. After a nice catch there, by the way, by Hunter McDonald. Just kind of settled down in a little pocket in the defense, made the catch. Unfortunately, had to slide to the ground to get it, so he couldn't gain any extra yards, but Hay Springs going to have a shot towards the end zone here. First down, 15. 6 seconds left before we get to halftime. You have Raymer to the right, Smith to the left. And now Paxton wants to call a timeout. Chess match here between coaches. Want to see how Hay Springs lines up. Take a timeout, adjust your defense. Again, 6 seconds on the clock. Coming up tonight, Shadron, Broken Bow, season opener for the Cardinals at Cardinal Field. We'll be on the air on KCSR at 5:30. Chase Thompson leading the way. Tag along with him tonight as well. Kickoff at 6 o'clock on your home Cardinals. And then the Huskers tomorrow. Don't have to worry about the Broncos till next weekend and whatever season lies ahead for them. Again, light breeze. If anything, though, it's at your back. Smith lined up left again. They'll send Raymer out to the right. Ball on the far hash mark. You have Eli Scott and Tripp Bittner as your, essentially what I refer to as upbacks here. Dylan Young standing on his own 35-yard line. This will be the final play of the first half. Can Hay Springs put one in the end zone? The snap to Young. Young looking, uncorks one down the sideline. Caught! Smith's going to be knocked out with no time left at the 2-yard line. Talon Smith made the catch. Nice job by the defense. And that is the end of the first half. The officials are talking with Paxton on the far sideline. Not sure if there's anything of it. We're at half. 12-6. We'll have your Shattered Insurance halftime show next on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks. Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or of course, fill her up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company and Equal Opportunity Providers. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The point of all those practices and team building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials and treating helps prevent problems with disease and in the end improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks!
Bittner Construction, a longtime supporter of the Hay Springs Hawks, has also been a longtime area partner in all kinds of dirt work, private and municipal projects, excavations both big and small, pipelines, and building foundation prep. From the pre-planning to project completion, Bittner Construction of Hay Springs is always a team player from start to finish. From sports to construction, teamwork is the key. Go Hawks from Bittner Construction. Give them a call at 308-638-7684.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
We welcome you into the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show, where Hay Springs leads Paxton 12-6 right now. As it took us a while to get there. Then as we ticked under 4 minutes left there in the second quarter, finally Dylan Young found Talon Smith 28 yards out. Hawks went up on top as Hunter McDonald had his PAT kick blocked. And then next play, the first offensive play for Paxton on the ensuing drive, the Tigers fumble. Dylan Young scoops it up, takes it home, and just like that, Hay Springs goes up 12-0. But then Paxton comes right back on the legs of Joe Eakins, 38 yards out. Hay Springs obviously had a shot there at the end to get close to the end zone, just couldn't quite push that puppy in the kennel, and that's how we get to half. 12-6 is your halftime score in this one. Again, halftime brought to you by Shattered Insurance. They have insurance to fit your needs. Elsewhere around the area, again, we recap some scores earlier from around six-man football, but a lot of other action going on around the area tonight. And other games coming up in our area, in fact. Well, Banner County, Sioux County, they're underway. That one is down in Harrisburg. And I've been talking with Chase. You know, I know Sioux County's in our coverage area, but I told him I was curious to see what Banner County did this year. They brought, I think, most everybody back. They had 9 kids on the roster, which for Banner County is quite a few kids returning, and they won a couple of games last year. And after you've seen a team kind of be down for so long, every once in a while you just want to see them pop back up. So Sioux County and Banner County going at it. My hometown of Walt Hill taking on Cedar Bluffs in some D2 action right now. No score on that one. Again, Chadron and Broken Bow tonight. That one is 6 o'clock kickoff, and it will be a 5:30 pregame for us on KCSR and online at shadrad.com. Lots happening. Huskers get started tomorrow. Shadron State got started last night. Football is in the air, and it feels absolutely wonderful. And we're glad to have, of course, all of our sponsors along with us for another season, all the folks that make it possible, including locally here in Hay Springs and in Shadron and around the area, all those people we can't thank enough. We'll take a break. More of the Shadron Insurance Halftime Show coming up next on KBPY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
We all know of Joe Peters Roofing, and we've all stopped to watch his crews work. Amazing, aren't they? Usually when you see a Joe Peters sign go up, it means something bad has happened. But doesn't it bring a feeling of comfort to know that Joe and his crew are on the way to make things right? Just like the Hay Springs Hawks, the team at Joe Peters Roofing has developed a winning spirit. They wish all the best to the Hawks. That's Joe Peters Roofing. Doing your best and working hard is a combination that has worked for Adam, Andy, and the team at Young's Repair just south of Hay Springs. Young's Repair recognizes these same traits exhibited in Hay Springs Hawks' academic and athletic activities and congratulates these students on their efforts. To accomplish our goals, be they in business or in student competition, investment in the team and trust in the plan are self-evident. Everyone at Young's Repair south of Hay Springs is proud of the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks as they pursue their goals.
Owned and operated by the community, Farm to Family Co-op is a full-service grocery store in Hay Springs that will strengthen our area by providing access to affordable, healthy foods that are both locally and regionally produced. There's something special about a community working together to support its students and provide good foods for its residents. The Farm to Family Co-op encourages us to attend Hay Springs Hawks school, academic, theatrical, and athletic events, and to shop local. FarmToFamilyCooperative.org.
H&R Block in Chadron. Call them year-round for any type of tax service. 308-432-4432. You're listening to FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chadron.
Back into the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. Morrill is at Bayard tonight in panhandle action as we keep rolling through. Well, you can look forward to tonight on the gridiron around the region. Alliance and Gordon Rushville meeting up in Alliance tonight. Mitchell is hosting Wheatland, Wyoming tonight. Of course, Chadron and Broken Bow going at it in Chadron tonight. Chase County, a team that Chadron will see down the road. They're hosting Yuma, Colorado tonight, going across state lines for that matchup. Sydney is hosting Cozad. Ogallala Gothenburg meeting up in Ogallala tonight. O'Neill and next week, Chadron opponent Valentine meeting in O'Neill tonight. And, of course, our Class B schools out here. Scottsbluff is at Grand Island Northwest, and Gehring is hosting the Torrington Trailblazers. So that is what things look like around the area here as we get set for another good season. Excited about all of our teams we cover in the region and the potential that they have. And we'll see if someone can't sneak into the playoffs when we get through 8 or 9 weeks of the regular season. And see if someone can't make a little noise towards Kearney or Lincoln along the way. This is the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. We'll take a break. More coming up here on KBPY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and teen driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Pioneer Manor has been serving the Hay Springs area for over 50 years with both nursing facility care and assisted living apartments. They provide a comfortable home-like environment, which each resident is treated with respect and personalized care. The folks at Pioneer Manor also tip their hats to the hard work demonstrated by the Hay Springs student body, and we support their continued efforts. Whether you or someone in your family is in need of short or long-term care, Pioneer Manor is here to lend a hand.
When you think about hard work and dedication, you're thinking about the Hay Springs Hawks. When you're thinking about hard work and attention to detail, you're thinking about Tubes Diesel, also located in Hay Springs. Semi-tractor trailers and all style of Cummins diesel engines are their specialty. And with the growing number of these rigs owned locally, do yourself a favor and introduce yourself to the professionals at Tubes Diesel Repair in Hay Springs. Everyone at Tubes Diesel appreciates the efforts of the Hay Springs Hawks.
Sandy at Sackers in Hay Springs wanted us to remind everyone that whether you're headed to the Hay Springs Hawks game or coming home from one, you're invited to stop in at Sackers right there on Highway 20 to pick up pizza by the slice, chicken wings, your favorite drink, or of course, fill it up with gas or diesel before heading on. Sackers is also known for having a wide variety of liquors and beers off sale as well. The next time you're traveling down Highway 20, make sure you stop into Sackers in Hay Springs, a great Hawks supporter.
Back into the Chadron Insurance Halftime Show, getting set for the second half. And as you kind of take a look at maybe keys to the second half here, and we can say brought to you by Chadron Locke and Mr. John Kryl, you can see what both teams, we talked about attacking the edge in the six-man game and trying to get into the open field, but both defenses have done such a great job of just moving left to right and covering the field And that's why it's only 12-6 at halftime. Now, you know, do you come back with some counters, or are you okay with the pace at which this game is going? Or is someone going to eventually upset the apple cart and finally start punching some holes in the other team's defense? That's going to be kind of the question. You know, do we kind of stay in the stalemate, back and forth, low scoring, or is someone going to turn it up a little bit? And you got to remember, Hayesprings, you can definitely tell a little difference in the speed defense. They do a great job, but we had a guy like Gage Mankin. He was one of those that just put his foot in the ground and accelerated at a very quick rate. Hayesprings still has speed, but it's just different forms. And I hope people kind of, I guess, understand that analogy. It just comes in different forms, and it's not that quick burst upfield. And so I'm curious. Maybe they open it up a little more. You know, you saw the pass, Talon Smith, Hunter McDonald making catches there towards the end of the first half. Maybe that's something they come back to and try to open Paxton up defensively a little more. We'll see what happens. Final break, third quarter next on KBPY.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Back out, Jaggers Memorial Field, Hayesprings, Nebraska, Sheridan County, America on this Friday. Beautiful Friday. Winds decided to join us a little bit again, but not a cloud in the sky. You can see about as far as you can from the third floor of the Hayesprings High School, especially back to the south. Can't see much north. And, I have a golf course in front of me. So that's what if you ever wondered what the view looks like from here, that's what it looks like. And the water tower. Everybody's got a water tower. Hayesprings will get the ball to start the second half. They did defer kick. And so Hayesprings will get an opportunity here to get the offense out there. And trying to put some points up to start this quarter and get that two-touchdown lead again. Hunter McDonald has been unsuccessful on both of his two-point kick attempts. We'll see how things shake out. Here's we get set for the third quarter, brought to you by Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office. Experienced legal professionals who with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Trip Bittner back to receive the kick. It will be Wyatt Walker booting it away from his 30-yard line. Bittner standing at his own 5-yard line. We are set to go. Our kickoff brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Like a good neighbor, Trey Stronthart and State Farm are there for you. Walker's kick is away. Bittner will take it at the 12. Tries the far side. Bittner tries for the edge, and he gets tackled right away. And Bittner, oh no, holding the back of a leg here, slow, gingerly getting up. He's trying to stretch it off and maybe just stretched a little much here. Kind of gimps back, but one of those where you get drugged down by the back of the jersey and that kind of stretches that leg out a little bit. 12-6 your score. Hayesprings leading Paxton. Hawks have it. First possession, second half. Young's going to split out to the near side. Bittner goes to the far side. On first down. The snap, the toss back, goes to Raymer. Raymer looking for the edge again. And a nice job of Joe Eakins containing Raymer. Eakins just kind of patrolling that second level, that linebacker area by himself, and just did a nice job of, again, shuffling side to side, keeping Raymer in front of him. Raymer picks up two. It'll bring up second down and 13. Ball sitting on the Hayesprings 19-yard line. Young again to the near side. Pittner's going to go the far side. On second down, the toss goes to Raymer. Raymer, they're going to try the left side. A convoy out in front of him. Raymer follows and gets out close to the 30. They're going to give him the 28, actually. And between 28 and 29. And so it'll bring up third down and about 3.5 yards to go for Hay Springs. Got to get out to their own 32-yard line. Minute into this third quarter, again brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. On third down, Young goes right. Pittner comes left. Snap the toss. Raymer trying to stay out of trouble, reverses field. Has the blocker out in front of him. Raymer doesn't use it, though. Right back to the teeth of the defense and doesn't get anywhere. Talon Smith was chugging out in front of him, ready to mow the lawn, and Raymer tried to cut straight back upfield, and instead it's fourth down and about 3.5. We'll call it maybe a loss of a half a yard, be fourth and four. We'll see if Hay Springs tries to go for it here instead of giving it right back to start this second half. Hay Springs with the play clock under 10 already. Down to 5, down to 4, down to 3, down to 2, down to 1. The snap, it's bobbled. It goes backwards. Nobody's going to pick it up. And Paxton's going to recover at the 10-yard line. Nobody went to jump on it for Hay Springs. They tried to push the Paxton defenders away, and Paxton sneaks in. And they are knocking on the door after the turnover at the Hay Springs 10-yard line. Goodness. First down and goal, Paxton. Under center is Havelwaid. And we're going to have a false start on Paxton here that's going to back it up. So now, first and goal from the 15 here. All on the near hash mark. Paxton moving left to right. 8:04 left here, third quarter. Hay Springs, the turnover. Paxton recovered, then the penalty. Havelwaid turns. That's fumbled, loose on the ground. Paxton's going to recover it. Eakins. Right there, Johnny on the spot. Actually gained a half yard out of it, and it's second and goal. Evan Smith coming in for a Springs. Trip Bittner's going to head to the bench. Take a breather. Second down here. Paxton, play action, pressure coming. The pass is going to be incomplete. It'll bring up third down and goal from the 14.5-yard line. So third and goal, Paxton. Hay Springs defense trying to bow up here and get the stop. One receiver to the near side. That is Havelwaid. And we're going to have another false start. So the 5-yard penalty will put him back to about the 20. It'll be third and goal from right about the 20-yard line. So Paxton going the wrong way after getting the fumble at the 10, have gone back 10 yards in penalties and have third down and goal. Clock at 7:21, third quarter, brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office. One receiver to the right, ball loose on the ground again, And it's going to be fourth and goal from the 22-yard line. So fourth down and 22 yards in front of Paxton to get to the end zone. This one will be a dropkick attempt that's blocked. It's still going to be possessed and try to advance forward by Walker, and he is dropped in the backfield. Hayes Springs will get the stop and start at the 28. So Paxton had it at the Hayes Springs 10, and between fumbles, mishaps, and others, ended up at the 28, and that's where Hayes Springs will take over. They're discussing how this played out because the drop kick was blocked. Al Toof, if you're listening, I need a text message. The drop kick was blocked, and then the kicker picked it up and tried advancing the ball. Al Toof, I know you're listening. Give me a ruling, sir. First and 15. Young turns, hands it right up the middle. Raymer trying to sneak out of a tackle he can. Raymer, the ball there. Right there in the middle was John Fricke. Fricke was right there to latch onto the ankle of Raymer. And Mr. Al Toof says everything legal about it. So we're good with a little drop kick, razzle-dazzle there. Second and 14. Second and 14. Young under center, I formation, the turn. Play action, Young's going to roll. Looking for Smith, lets it fly. Smith will not be able to catch up to it. Got separation from his defender, just a little too much sauce on that pass. It'll bring up third down. Yes, Al Toof is my rules analyst, and so I, you know, if we had a little, if we're on TV, he'd have his own little square box and pop in and explain the play. But third down, 14. A Springs still sitting at their own 29-yard line. Raymer, the deep back, with a guy to each side this time out. The snap, the turn, the give. Young runs the option, the toss. Raymer cuts. Raymer against the grain. Dylan Raymer. He is off. Dylan Raymer will score. Touchdown, A Springs. 51 yards for Dylan Raymer. Dylan Raymer took the option pitch from Dylan Young and cut against the grain for 51 yards, and it's 18-6 Hayes Springs. Hunter McDonald to attempt the two-point kick. He's unsuccessful on two attempts today. The kick is up. That one is through. Hunter McDonald with every last breath squeezes that puppy above the uprights, and it's 28-6. Hayes Springs goes on top, extending that lead. We will take a timeout. Come back in 30 here on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Jagger's Memorial Field, the Plant Valley Bank broadcast booth. It is 20-6. Hayes Springs extends their lead out to 14 after the two-point kick from Hunter McDonald. And the Hawks, again, a little breathing room in this one. And at this, a six-man game can change on a dime, but 20-6 feels like a big lead right now. Hunter McDonald debuted away. Joe Eakins back to receive. That one's going to be squibbed on the ground, picked up by Eakins at the eight. Comes back to the near side, breaks a tackle. Eakins is going to break another and then trips on the grass and is dropped at the Hay Springs 35. Had it not been for that blade of grass, Eakins would have been down the sideline. Luis Mata makes credit for the tackle there. But Eakins had nothing but daylight in front of him and tripped. Eakins under center now, two backs behind him, first and 15. They give right up the middle. Walker sheds a tackle, stutters, and gets out inside the 25 to the 24. They're going to mark it right at the 25, actually. So a gain of 10 for Eakins. Brings up second and 5. Clock down to 5:35. Eakins under center again. The turn, the give right up the middle. That time the give on the play only garners a yard or so, and it'll bring up third down. So third and short here. Hebblewaite now under center. Turns. The give. It's fumbled. Ball loose. And who's going to come up with it? I think Paxton did, but it's going to be fourth down and 5. So fourth down here for Paxton. And this is kind of what's caught the Tiger by the tail today. You get a good play, and then Paxton goes backwards. So fourth down and just a shade over 5 yards. Got to get to the 20. The ball's at about the 25-and-a-half-yard line. 4:25, third quarter. Hay Springs leading 20-6 over Paxton. The turn, high snap, bobbled. Pressure coming out of the flats. It's going to be knocked away, and it'll be a turnover on downs. Hay Springs will get it. At their own 25, a nice job by the defender coming up and knocking the ball down. And now Hay Springs, chance to try to add to this lead here. McDonald's in the line. You have Talon Smith on that line. Eli Scott on that line. I'll come to the line of scrimmage. Young split between Bittner and Raymer in the backfield. Snap. Handoff to Raymer. Raymer puts his head down across the 30, gets out to the 31. A gain of 6 on first down for Dylan Raymer. Brings up second down and 9 yards to go. Again, this one's moved along pretty fast so far today. Knock on wood. Second down as Young brings the play in from the sideline. You got to watch out, though. A couple of times they've really pushed that play clock, and it's under 10. Down to 5, down to 4, down to 3, down to 2, down to 1. Young the turn. Broken play. Young just going to hand it off to Raymer. Raymer's trying to reverse field. Where is he going? Raymer's going to be dropped back at the 28-yard line. That was a broken play from the onset. Now it's going to be third down. Back to the 28. It'll be third down and 12. Clock down to 2:55. And, yes, just a broken play. Young knew he couldn't run with it. Had to give it to Raymer. And Raymer already had a couple of Paxton defenders in his face. Third down. Young under center. Balanced line, the turn, the toss. Bittner trying to cut right, and there's no room there for Tripp. Bittner does get out across the 32 to the 30, or across the 30 to 32, but it's going to be fourth down, and we'll see what Coach Trevor Jenkins decides to do here. Third quarter brought to you by Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office and Chatter, and experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We have the Security First scoreboard crew with us. Security First, a proud sponsor of our coverage of Hay Springs Hawks football this season and every season. Fourth down, Hay Springs going to try to go for it here. The turn, the toss back. Young looks down the middle, fires it out, and it is picked off. That one is intercepted. Eli Scott makes the tackle, the INT for Noah Coppersmith. And they'll have it at the Hay Springs 28. Hay Springs has got to get off their end of the field here. One of these times, you get into a fourth and short. Maybe Paxton has kind of shot themselves in the foot today at times. You punt that away and just try to flip the field and get on Paxton's end of the field once. Instead, it's first and 15 for the Tigers. Give up the middle. Dylan Young there to make the tackle of Joe Eakins. They're going to say a gain of two on the play. Brings up second and 13. Second down and 13. Paxton to the line. Hebblewaite under center. And we're going to have flags here. Probably somewhere in a false start, and it is 5 yards. And again, Paxton has continually done this to themselves today. Penalty, penalty, penalty. Ball now goes back to the 31-yard line. So second down here. Paxton, after the penalty, is going to be facing a second down and 18. The turn, the counter comes to the near side. Pursuit coming, a little hole there, and then a nice tackle by Dylan Young again on Wyatt Walker, the ball carrier. He is slow to get up off the turf. A pickup of 5 or 6 on the play, still leaves third down and 13. Clock down to 20 seconds. Third down. Man split out to the far side is Maddox McConnell. Hebblewaite in the shotgun. Lone back is Eakins, and we are at the end of the third quarter. After three, Hay Springs leads it 20-6, looking for a season-opening victory against a team that shut them out last year. We'll take a break, fourth quarter, when we come back on KBPY and ChadRad.com.
We have a new starting lineup at Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware, and there is every reason to expect their best effort in terms of high-quality materials and service. The folks at Hay Springs Lumber are team players and know, like the Hay Springs Hawks, that the best results are achieved with everyone working together. Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware takes great stock in keeping sinks draining properly, offering the best in paint, and the straightest boards possible. When in need, think Hay Springs Lumber and Hardware.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Back out here to Jaggers Memorial Field. Jeremy Anderson with you. We have Jared Furneaux and Chase Thompson back at our KBPY studios. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction, Shadron. This is KBPY Hay Spring Shadron.
Hanging out with the crew on a Friday afternoon in Hay Springs, Nebraska. Nothing better than it. Third down and 13 for Paxton. And the Tigers break the huddle here and come to the line of scrimmage. A 2-3 look here from the Hay Springs defense. One receiver split to the left for Paxton. Drop back by Hevelweight. Looking downfield as a man. It's caught. Pass completed down to the 4-yard line. And Maddox McConnell makes the catch. And Paxton opens up the fourth quarter, knocking on the end zone. Hevelweight under center, two backs behind him. Walker and Eakins. The turn, the give. Eakins dropped. And now we have cramps coming on the field. So we're going to have a timeout here as we try to get the cramps out. It always happens first game. Try to get the cramps out here. And we're going to make this timeout. We'll take it. A timeout on the field. We'll be back in 30 on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Back out to Hay Springs, a young man helped off the field. Cramps happens first game of the season. That's why you, what is it, you still carb load with pasta and then you carry a banana with you for the potassium. And pickle juice. Pickle juice. Apparently that's a trend on TikTok right now. Everybody's discovering pickle juice when people that actually worked out for ages knew about pickle juice all along. Clock down to 9:15 here, fourth quarter. Hay Springs protecting a 20-6 lead. Paxton trying to strike, though. A give to Wyatt Walker. Stopped at the 5. Be third down and goal. Last time Paxton had a goal-to-go situation, they went backwards. Here's the curious part. We're early on in this fourth quarter, but if Paxton scores, do you have enough faith in your defense to get a stop? And they've done it. They've been pretty salty today. Or do you try an onside kick? First, Paxton's got to put it in the end zone. Hevelweight under center, Walker the deep back. The turn, the give, right side, and he is met at the 3-yard line. It'll be fourth down and goal from the 3 for Paxton. Can Hay Springs keep him out of the end zone? Fourth quarter brought to you by Best Western West Hills Inn. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. 8-10 in the ball game. Big moment right here, a fourth and goal. Paxton trying to cut this down to a one-touchdown deficit. Hay Springs' defense trying to keep him out. Hevelweight under center. Split backs. Walker and Eakins. The turn, the toss, near side. The cut towards the end zone won't get there. Talon Smith makes the stop at the 5. It's a turnover on downs, and the Hay Springs defense turns them back again. So So Hay Springs, though, in scary territory. You are back at your own 5-yard line. You cannot afford a mishap here. Young under center here. Raymer alone in the backfield. On first down. The snap, the turn, the toss to Raymer. Raymer caught from behind. Dropped at the line of scrimmage. Raymer dropped, and it brings up third down. Or second down, excuse me. And 15. Young again brings the play in from the sideline. Again, both of these defenses have been very, very good today. Credit to both of these defenses. Play clock under 10. Now down to 5. The turn, the toss this time. Young starts one way, comes back to the left, and picks up about 4 yards on the play. Now Dylan Young is cramping. And we got players helping players here. And just trying to stretch out. And as we get to the latter parts of this game, that's when everybody starts cramping up and starts feeling that just a little bit. Dylan Young runs off the sideline. We'll have to come out here for a play on third down, though. And Hay Springs in a predicament here. Try to get our eyeballs on some more of them scores from around the area. Final, Stewart beat Cody Kilgore 46-20. Our clock here down to 6:41, fourth quarter. Hay Springs a 2-touchdown lead. Right now, though, it's third down and 11 from their own 9-yard line. Turn the toss back, goes to Raymer. Raymer looking for a hole, finds one. Raymer gets to the edge and then gets drugged down out across the 25. That's the breathing room in the run that was Talon Smith. But Talon Smith picks up the yardage to get Hay Springs out of the shadow of their own end zone. The turn, the toss, and we're going to have a flag here, a late flag, probably a false start, and that's exactly what it is. First down, 15. Now first down and 20. Ball goes back to the 23-yard line. Clock down to 6 minutes. Hay Springs trying for a season-opening win. After today, they're off until the 13th of September. They have a bye week next week. Here's Raymer up the middle. Breaks a couple of tackles. Out across the 35. That's a big boy run right there for Dylan Raymer. And he will pick up enough to make it second down and about 7 or 8. So a gain of 16 on the play. Clock down to 5:20. Hay Springs up 20-6. Coming up, we'll have our Fit 7 Gym post-game show. And Hay Springs, a little slow to snap. And we'll have another we'll have a delay of game here on Hay Springs. Delay of game against the Hawks. Now we go back to the 31-yard line, and it's second down and 12. And do the quick math there. You know, sitting next to a couple of bankers thought I wouldn't have to do the math. I thought they'd do it for me, but we second down and 12 here for Hay Springs, ball to 31. Back under center, Trip Bittner hands it, Raymer. Raymer right up the middle. Raymer trying to shed off tacklers. He does down the sideline, 30-25. Caught it to 23, and that's where he goes out of bounds. Coach Jenkins running down the sideline to give him that a boy. And Hay Springs, as long as they're moving the ball, just going to let Dylan Young hang out on the sideline. Clock under 5 minutes. Bittner back under center. The turn, the give right up the middle, Talon Smith. Nice cut. Smith falls forward inside the 20, down to the 17-yard line. So second down here for Hay Springs. Clock down to 4:15. Hay Springs trying to start the year with a win. Bittner under center takes the snap, the give again to Smith right up the middle. Talon Smith pushing the pile forward inside the 10 to the 9. Talon Smith says, jump on my back, but Talon Smith says, guess what, I'm cramping too. So we have a brief stoppage here. We'll take a timeout with them. We're back in 30 as Hay Springs tries to close this one out on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
Don't let declining livestock prices keep you up at night. Farm Bureau Financial Services can help you protect your cattle, sheep, and hogs with livestock risk protection. Contact Farm Bureau agent Ted Basagio in Hay Springs at 638-4566 and see how he can help protect your livestock operation and your bottom line. Now that's smarter insurance for agriculture. Western Agricultural Insurance Company, an equal opportunity provider. Securities and services offered through FPL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Back out here is still working on Talon Smith. Studio 308, Dean Nitch in Studio 308. Specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. You want him to spiffy up a little bit, it's 430-1723. Shadron Chiropractic, you've only got one spine, take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shadron Chiropractic in downtown Shadron. Thriving Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shadron at 430-0760. And Fire Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys from the Know About Ream Unit today at 308-432-6722. Dylan Young back under center. Bittner followed by Raymer in the backfield. Third down and short here. The snap, and Raymer is going to lose some yards. And that's going to be a loss of two. It's going to be fourth down and four. So fourth and four here for Hay Springs. Clock down to 3:10. Scooters Coffee, amazing people, amazing drinks, amazingly fast. That is Scooters Coffee. And T's Salon Boutique, book your next hair appointment with Tegan Westmeyer and T's Salon online or call 430-3686. Stop in and check out their latest line of fashions as well. Fourth down and four for Hay Springs. Play clock down to five, down to four, down to three, down to two, down to one, and a timeout called by Hay Springs. Our timeout's brought to you by Dunbar's You Design It. Taking a little break here. Again, coming up later tonight, Shadron Broken Bow on KCSR. That kicks off in a little over 2 hours. I'm going to hustle from here back to Shadron, jump on the mic on KCSR tonight. Then tomorrow, watch a little Husker football, a little Wyoming Cowboy football. Yeah, Colorado, year number two under primetime. Almost got stampeded by the Bison. And again, Chadron State opened the season last night against UNK in the battle for the Good Life Trophy. UNK got the win 18-6. Fourth down and four. Hayspring settles up the ball here, fourth down. Dylan Young under center. Snap, the turn, the toss. Raymer has it. Raymer, end zone. Touchdown, Hayspring. Dylan Raymer punches it in from 12 yards out. That is his second touchdown run of the day. And that, as they say, is the cherry on top. With 2:32 to go, Hayes Springs takes a 26-6 lead. Hunter McDonald on a little skiff of dirt down there will try to make the two-point kick. And now the officials are meeting again at the line of scrimmage. Not sure what we got going on here. Dylan Young using this as a chance to relax. Now he gets off the dirt. But the officials meeting over the ball. And now the official coming to the near sideline. Official coming over. And we will get the clock, 2:38. So now the two-point kick attempt coming up here for Hayes Springs. This fourth quarter brought to you by Best Western West Hills Inn. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, the kick is wide right. No, it's good. It appeared to sail wide right. McDonald celebrates as Hayes Springs goes on top. 28-6, 2:38 to go in this ball game. That one looked like it was going to wiggle just a little to the right, and I think it's safe to say, barring something really crazy here, Hayes Springs going to start the season 1-0 and get a little payback for that shutout loss last year at Paxton. But now the Hawks will wait until September 13th to travel to Potter Dix. Meanwhile, Paxton is at host South Platte next week and their home opener. For us, we'll be in Nebraska's tallest town next week when Sioux County takes on Layton. That'll be a 2 o'clock kickoff. I like these early afternoon kickoffs. I enjoy this. Joe Eakins back to receive for Paxton. Hunter McDonald to boot it away. McDonald making sure everybody's good on the kick coverage team and boots that one away. Line drive taken by Eakins at the 5. Comes out to the 15 to the 20 and is ushered out of bounds at the, they're going to call it about the 21. With 2:34 on the clock. We talked about it at halftime. Would someone kind of get a little separation? Hayes Springs was able to do that in the second half off a couple of Dylan Raymer touchdown runs. One in the third, one in the fourth. And since that late second quarter touchdown, Paxton's offense has not been able to sustain. A lot of self-inflicted wounds, penalties at the wrong time, fumbles and whatnot. The toss goes back. Paxton trying to get pass here. Goes back out to the outside. And pass sniffed out to Hebblewaite out in the flat. Nice play by Hunter McDonald out here in the flat. Be a loss of three on the play. Brings up second down. The clock down to 2:10. Second down. Backs in the line of scrimmage. Ball in the near hash mark going right to left. Hebblewaite lines up in the slot. Trips to the right. Turn the toss. Looking to pass again. Walker out in the flats. It's caught. And Hebblewaite pushed out of bounds on the far sideline. So, if anything, as the clock is down at a minute 40, got to keep that clock running. Pushing him out of bounds is stopping the clock. Going to be third down and nine on the play here for Paxton. So third down here for the Tigers. Again, trying to push it downfield here in the late moments of this one. The toss back. Pressure coming. Ball goes back into the hands of Eakins. Eakins far side. Splits a couple defenders. He's going to take it. No one will catch Joe Eakins. Touchdown with a buck 26 left. That is Eakins' second touchdown run of the day. Eakins just jumped between a couple of defenders, and poof, he was gone. That one goes for 52 yards is what we're going to call it. And the two-point kick is good with a minute 23 left, 28-14. And here's the deal. Paxton's going to try to onside kick you. Get your hands team out there, the guys up front that you know can handle the ball. But if you recover, this one's all but in the books. Still a two-touchdown game. Again, coming up tonight, Shadron and Broken Bow. 6 o'clock kickoff on KCSR and Shadrad.com. Chase Thompson making his Cardinal football debut tonight on KCSR. I'll tag along with him tonight. Then tomorrow, the Huskers in action against the University of Texas El Paso Miners. We are we're taking some sweet time between PAT and kickoff here. So you have Maddox McConnell now who's going to kick it away. And you know the onside is coming, and he's looking right. Looking the way of Luis Mata. And Mata comes up and safely jumps on it at the 39-yard line. And Hay Springs will take it. Couple of runs here with a minute 23 left. We'll get into our Fit 7 post-game show. And then, like I said, make the trek back to Shadron. Get ready for a little Cardinal football. First down 15, Hay Springs. The turn, the handoff up the middle. Smith holds on to it. As McConnell tried tearing it away, and Paxton is going to use a timeout here with a minute 17 left. So Paxton trying to stop the clock and see if they can get another possession here. Trying to make this thing interesting. Coming up Tuesday night on KCSR, a little high school softball, Shadron and Scotts Bluff. Chase will have that one for you. Shadron State at home again next Thursday, taking on Jamestown of North Dakota. Second down, Hay Springs, 12 yards in front of them to get a first. Trying to get the season opening victory, leading 28-14. Dylan Raymer a couple of plays, and with that we'll give, well, here's the deal. I'll explain it after this second down play. The turn to give up the middle to Talon Smith. Dylan Young had a touchdown pass and a scoop and score, made a play offensively and defensively. Dylan Raymer had a couple of rushing touchdowns. I'm going to give Dylan Young and the Dylan D squared my Service Barbershop players of the game. Brought to you by Service Barbershop, Donnie Dodson, a longtime supporter of our area athletes and also the guy that keeps my hair looking cool. But, like I said, you had Dylan Young, who his touchdown pass to Talon Smith, and then the scoop and score in the second quarter. Dylan Raymer, though, a couple of second-half touchdown runs that really put this one to bed. Third down. Minute 12 left on the clock. Young under center. Turns the toss, and Dylan Raymer slips in the backfield back to the 39, and Hay Springs going to have to punt. Paxton uses its last timeout, and now you're going to get Paxton the ball back with, and we, you know, those three touchdowns in the second quarter all happened within a minute. You had Young to Smith's touchdown pass, the scoop and score. And then you had Joe Eakins, a 38-yard touchdown run, all within a minute. And so this game is definitely not over. But again, Dylan Raymer just lost his footing there. As Paxton breaks the huddle. I assume Hay Springs, if I were them, I would try a little pooch punt. And you'd rather give Paxton the ball deep in their own territory rather than giving it to them at midfield. But I'm just the radio guy, so. Fourth down, Young goes under center. Young takes the snap, the toss, fumbled, Raymer picks it up, and Paxton's going to get it on the Hay Springs 34 with a minute two left on the clock. The exact opposite of what you could have happened just happened. You give the Paxton offense the ball at the Hay Springs 34-yard line with a minute and 2 seconds left. The snap, the toss back. Paxton, a Hail Mary up. That one is out of bounds. The clock will stop. 55 seconds left. Brings up second down. We talked about how slow the first half was, and now they just want to give us a little entertainment. Are you not entertained? I say entertained, everybody else says anxiety. Second down, 15 for Paxton, trying to get it all in one shot and then try to recover an onside kick. Second down. Snap, toss back. Back over the flats it goes. Goes to Eakson. Eakins. And driven out of bounds. Brings up third and about eight. Ball down to the 27-yard line. Seconds left in the ball game. Paxton trying to get points and make this a one-touchdown game with a chance at an onside kick. Eakins in the shotgun. The snap, the toss. Walker lets it fly back across field, has a man, and it is batted down to bring up fourth down. Dylan Young turned and knocked it away. It'll bring up fourth down in the ball game. Paxton needs this, at least to move the chains, keep this game going. Otherwise, Hay Springs can just kneel it out. Fourth down, one receiver to the right. The snap, straight drop, pressure coming. Walker across the middle. It's going to be intercepted. The interception by Hunter McDonald. Ball is going to be placed at the 16, and you come out and you get into victory formation, and we call this one ball game. So Hay Springs here will line up and kneel this one out. They will move to 1-0 on the season. Paxton will fall to 0-1. But the Hawks, again, get a little vengeance for that loss last year on the road, 33-0. Today it's going to be a 28-14 victory. Young under center. The snap. The kneel. Ball game. We'll take a break. Our post-game show is next on KBPY and Shadrad.com.
The point of all those practices and team-building sessions is directed at yielding better results during the game. Rasmussen Grain Services understands this game plan and offers the same chance for improved results when cleaning grain. Rasmussen Grain Services is mobile, and they have the capacity to clean and treat up to 600 bushels an hour. Cleaning grain removes unwanted materials, and treating helps prevent problems with disease, and in the end, improve yield. The same game plan employed by the Hay Springs Hawks. Go Hawks!
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadron or online at shadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
Hear the value score at Wallstrom Ford.
Have you driven through Wallstrom Ford's lot and checked out all the new inventory? This is Caesar from Wallstrom Ford letting you know that we have several new vehicles in stock, including Super Duties and F-150s. Rebates are starting to come back around, so stop by and see what kind of deal we can put together for you. Not all buyers will qualify. See store for details. That's Wallstrom Ford, the value store, East Highway 20 in Shadron, online at wallstromcars.com.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Arrow Building Center has over 100 Wadena entrance systems, one with your name on it. Wadena entrance systems are made in America, and their focus is on quality, performance, security, and selection. Wadena entry doors come in your choice of premium steel, fiberglass, or wood, built to withstand the weather and add to the personality of your home. Stop by Arrow Building Center and take a look for yourself. More styles, more colors, more designs from Wadena entry doors and Arrow Building Center. And don't forget, if you're not a do-it-yourself kind of person, Arrow can help you with installation. August is Wadena Door Systems at Arrow Building Center.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
H&R Block in Chadron. Call them year-round for any type of tax service. 308-432-4432. You're listening to FM 107.7 KBPY, Hay Springs, Chadron.
This is the Fit 7 post-game show. Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
We welcome you back out as Hay Springs gets the 28-14 win to open the season. They get a little revenge for that season-opening shutout loss to Paxton last year. And definitely some positive things. Some things to go back to the drawing board. And if you're Hay Springs, you got 2 weeks till your next game. Their bye week comes early in the year. So they get a game a week off. You can heal up, a lot of cramping, bumps and bruises today. And then you go on the road to Potter Dix next week. So Hay Springs can get things taken care of here. And did so, got the win. And now they are 1-0 on the season. Potter Dix is 0-1. Paxton is 0-1. We'll take a break on the Fit 7 post-game show. Come back, run through your scoring next on KBPY and Chadrad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Every bank has any number of good service offerings, but it's the staff at Security First Bank that really puts them on a cutting edge above the rest. Whether it's searching for a loan or making a deposit, the staff at Security First knows you and are equally invested in your financial stability. Over the years, Security First has proven itself to be a true community bank with locations all along Highway 20. Security First strives to improve the lives of the families and businesses they serve with good, solid banking services. Online at securityfirstbank.com.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Back out here at Jaggers Memorial Field, Jeremy Anderson with you as we recap this one. And the first quarter ended scoreless, and both defenses really, even though the final score 28-14, I don't think that necessarily tells how good of a defensive battle this was by both teams, moving laterally really to stop any kind of an edge rush game there first half, and then Hay Springs a couple of big runs in the second half to break that open a little bit. But things started late in the third, under 4 minutes to go. Dylan Young found Talon Smith from 28 yards out. Hay Springs goes on top as Hunter McDonald had his two-point kick attempt blocked. And then just a couple of plays later, Paxton fumbles. Dylan Young scoops it up, runs it the other way from about 25 yards out. Hay Springs goes up. 12 to nothing at that point is McDonald missed the two-point kick. And then on the next play, Paxton, a 38-yard run as Eakins got the touchdown, put Paxton on the board, is 12 to 6, and that's how we would go into halftime. And then Dylan Raymer one in the third, one in the fourth, a 51 and 12-yard touchdown run. Put Hay Springs up 28-14, 28-6. Paxton wasn't done. It was Eakins one more time. He got a 12-yard, or a 52-yard touchdown run. I can't read my own chicken scratches here. 52-yard touchdown run, and it wasn't enough, though. Some late efforts by Paxton. Hay Springs gave him the ball back, but Hay Springs able to hold on now the week off until they go play against Potter Dix here in a couple of weeks. Again, that's your scoring in this one, 28-14 final. Take a break, come back, wrap this one up next here on KBPY.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Time from Jaggers Memorial Field in Hay Springs. The Hawks victorious 28-14. Couple of Dylan Young touchdowns, couple of Dylan Raymer touchdowns today. Enough for the Hawks to open the season 1-0 on the year. Next week, we will be down in Harrison as Sioux County hosts Layton next Friday afternoon. That'll be a 2 o'clock kickoff, probably a 1:35 pregame show on KBPY and online at shadrad.com. Tonight, Chadron Broken Bow, less than 2 hours away from kickoff on KCSR. 6 o'clock kick, 5:30 pregame. Chase Thompson will have the call along with myself. Huskers tomorrow, 1:30 kickoff, 12:45 pregame from the Husker Sports Network on KCSR. Thanks to Chase Thompson and Jared Furneaux back at our KBPY studios and all the hospitality you get from the fine folks here in Hay Springs. I'm Jeremy Anderson. This has been Hay Springs Football on KBPY. Good night, everybody.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
Leave your body at the door. Leave your body and soul. dead men. Maybe just one more. I was struck by lightning, walking down the street. I was hit by something last night in my sleep. It's a dead man's party. Who could ask for more? Everybody's coming, leave your body at the door. Leave your body at the door.
For the rest of your Friday, look for a sunny, warm day, 85 to 90, 60 to 65 overnight. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 95, 55 with clear skies tomorrow night. The first day of September, sunny and a high of 90 degrees and breezy Sunday afternoon.
Classic Ballads on Classic Hits 107.7 KBPY.
Choice.